In our church, we have been talking a lot lately about sound systems, and in particular getting our loop system working more efficiently to help those hard of hearing. For the most part of my life, I have had an interest in the workings of the ears due to my own hearing problem. There are some amazing facts about the ears. For example, the three small bones in the middle ear are the only ones which are fully developed at birth. They never grow. As well as being self-cleaning, our ears are always working. Even when we are sleeping, our brain is capable of ignoring the sounds which are constantly coming in through our ears. And so much of our life surrounds what we hear and then what we take into our minds and into our hearts as we hear. No wonder the ear features prominently in the Bible. Our Lord Jesus said himself, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Today I want us to think about a prayer of David in Psalm 143, and in particular verse 8, where he longed for his own hearing aid. And so we read in Psalm 143, verse 8, "Cause me to hear," David says, "cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for in thee do I trust." It is clear to see from this psalm that David himself is in a low place. Now, whatever the reasons were, we can see from the psalm that here was a man that was overwhelmed, and he describes his heart as desolate. And I think many of us as Christians have been in such places as this. Judging by verse 3, it is likely the case that this was when his life was being hunted for one reason or another. And so there David found himself running for his life to save his life. And in such a lonely and such a desolate place, he remembered. And he does well to remember. Verse 5, he says, "I remember the days of old." And he meditated on all the works of God. What a good thing to do. What a good practice, Christian, to remember the days of old. In other words, remember the days of blessing. The days where God drew near, the days where God answered prayer, the days where we were encouraged in the things of God, when you are in a lonely and difficult place and think upon all of the works of God. Now what that does for David, it moves him to a place where he's able to cry unto God in prayer. And this is where our focus turns towards this idea of hearing and the ear. Notice in verse 7 he says, "Hear me speedily." This was an earnest cry. When we appeal and turn ourselves to God's hearing, we are confident that God, who hears us, has no hearing impairment. His hearing is a perfect hearing. He hears and he never sleeps. Furthermore, the eternal God hears all of his own people all of the time, no matter where they are, what the place is, or the condition of life. And this was so important for David, and it is for us, because the sense of need for him was truly great. He confesses that his spirit, or his heart, had failed him. He feared for what was going to happen, and there was a sense of not knowing what was going to happen. And remember, Christian, that when you're in that place, that you are not alone. Because David was in that place, and many Christians have been in such a place. And that when you do feel yourself to be someone who is sinking underneath a trial, or even a temptation, be like David here. Don't try to reason your way out of the struggle, but instead earnestly and fervently cry unto God and say, like David, "Hear me speedily." Now, something else David does here is that he cries for the ability to hear something. So he's crying for God to hear him, but now he wants his hearing aid. And you notice he says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness." And so in addition to David's cry to God to hear him, he also knows that David himself must be hearing. But we ask David, what is it you want to hear? What is it you want to listen to? What do you mean when you say, "cause me to hear," and then you say, "thy love and kindness"? Isn't it obvious? Can you see why David is saying this? Is it not because sorrow and pain and grief and trial and whatever it was created a sense in which David was deaf? Where the feeling of being overwhelmed had caused him to be deaf to the blessedness and the wonder of God's love and kindness. And my dear Christian friend, that can happen all too easily. Our spiritual hearing may have been dulled, because of the circumstances of life. And so all that we think we can hear are the influences of the world and the noises of this life and the struggles within. And those things that we once knew, that blessedness that we once enjoyed, well, that seems so far from us as if we were deaf to them. So what do? Well, when we cry to God to open our ears again, that's what we do. It is to redirect our hearts back to those things which gave us so much joy in Christ. And you will see that he prays thy love and kindness. You see, my dear friend, there is nothing as melodic to the ear of the believer than the love, the mercy, and the grace of Jesus Christ. And there is nothing that charms us more than all that Christ has done for us. And if you notice that he says also in verse 8, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. Not just, you know, during the day or whatever time, but Lord, in the morning. You see, often people are at their lowest in the morning. We can wake up and be most discouraged or even depressed in the morning. There's the day ahead of us. There's all the things we have to get through, all of the expected trials and difficulties. In the world, people that don't know Christ and don't know God, what do? They put the music on, they put the radio on, they try to buoy themselves along with motivational songs. The Christian must say, Lord, in the morning time, tune my heart to sing your praise. You turn on the news and what do you discover? It's bleak, it's depressing, it's discouraging. Instead, let us hear his loving kindness. Remind ourselves of his tender mercy, that we might be set for the day and endure for the night. This is our hearing aid. This is God's loving kindness.